The basic overview of the statute is it has more than two sections, but there's the 102A defines prior art. There's 102A1 and 102A2, and then there are various exceptions to these provisions. And then finally, in addition to those two, there's provisions for that in the rules and in our practices for establishing whether exceptions apply to this. Okay, 102A1 sets out basically the prior art with respects to things that have been patented or published or made available to the public prior to the effective filing date of a claimed invention. Here's a graph where it basically shows, if you look at it, if it's effective filing date or later, it's not prior art, but anything that's earlier that was published or made available to the public before the effective filing date of a claimed invention is prior art under 102A1. So that's things that are patented, things that are described in a publication, in public use, on sale, or otherwise available to the public. And under the pre-AIA statute basically had seven conditions, and if you fell into any of the seven, you were not entitled to a patent. The structure of the AIA is different from that. The AIA is 102. Basically, there's two provisions, but these two provisions each have exceptions. So there's provisions with exceptions, whereas under the pre-AIA, there really weren't any exceptions the way the statute was designed. If you fell into any of the buckets, you were not entitled to a patent. There are two exceptions to prior art under 102A1. What you have to remember under the AIA, it has a 102A that sets out what's prior art and a 102B that sets out the exceptions to prior art. The provisions of 102B1 are the exceptions to 102A1 prior art. So it's 102B1 exceptions go to 102A1 prior art.